This time I have in our group here some of the young people.
这次是很特别，因为我在这里啊，我们有这你们这一班年轻人。
Now I've been coming here for many, many years.
我来这里已经有很多年了。
But this is the very first time that I have the opportunity to speak to some of the younger ones.
但这是我第一次有机会对你们当中比较年轻的人。
And so this is a very special privilege.
所以这是一个非常的特权。
I appreciated the introduction that Fred gave us this morning about being people of another culture.
我很喜欢今天早上Fred 的介绍，因为讲到我们是另外一个文化里的人。
And I certainly identify with what he said this morning.
我非常能够认同他所说的。
We're going to be talking about discipleship.
不管我们是讲到做门徒。
Discipleship, what does it really mean?
做门徒到底是什么意思？
When somebody looks at you, does he think you're a disciple of Jesus?
当一个人看着你的时候，他会不会想到你是耶稣基督的门徒？
What does a disciple really look like?
那么一个门徒到底是什么样子？
Can you really tell whether a person is a disciple or not?
你是不是能够看得出来一个人是不是门徒？
What does the word disciple mean?
那么门徒这个字是什么意思？
Now for those of you who studied Latin, that's no problem. You immediately understand it.
你们当中学过拉丁文的人没有问题，你们马上就知道是什么意思。
But nowadays, who studies Latin in school?
但是现在，谁会在学校里学拉丁文？
I remember when I was 11 or 12 years old, I had to start learning Latin.
我记得当我十一二岁的时候就要开始学拉丁文。
But the word disciple comes from the Latin language.And it basically means a learner.
那么，门徒这个字在拉丁文里基本的意思就是说是一个学习的人。
And connected with that is the idea of somebody that follows somebody else in order to learn from him.
那么这里隐藏的意思就是说你跟随一个人从他那里学习。
And from there, the whole idea.Even enlarges itself.
那么在这里，这个意思呢，可以更扩大。
You become committed to that person whom you're following.
你呢是完全委身给那个你跟随的人。
I remember when I was a teenager growing up in China.
我记得当我在中国是一个青少年的时候。
My parents had been missionaries from Germany to China.
我的父母亲是从德国到中国的传教士。
And they labored there for nearly 30 years.
他们在那里住了将近三十年。
And that's why I was born in the province of Guizhou.
所以呢，我是在贵州省出生的。
And I spent my first 19 years growing up there.
那么我这个一生最早的19年是在那里度过的。
But, you know, we were always the foreigners.
可是在那里呢，我们总是外国人。
We were the only white faces in a sea of Chinese.
那么在众多的中国人里面，我们是唯一的白面孔。
And I could tell the difference.
那我可以看出不同。
And there was deep in my heart a longing to be among my people.
所以在我内心的深处有一个渴望，是跟我的同国的人在一起。
And That came only when I became a teenager.
那么这个呢，一直到我是青少年的时候才实现。
We spent 8 years living in Shanghai.
我们在上海住了八年。
This was during World War II days.
这是二次世界大战的时候。
There was a large German community in that area.
所以呢，在那里有一个很大的德国的社团。
And for the first time, I attended a German school with all German kids.
那么我这一生第一次上一个德国学校和德国孩子在一起。
And that gave me a connection.
那么这使我有一个连接。
I identified with those people.
我能够和这些人认同。
But then something else happened.
可是呢，又有别的事发生。
That taught me about discipleship.
他们教导我做门徒。
It was that word commitment.
这里呢，就是有这个委身这个字。
I became a disciple.
我成为一个门徒。
a disciple of Adolf Hitler.
那我是那个希特勒的门徒。
He was a man that had come to power in Germany.
他呢在德国得了权势。
And he had such a charisma about him where even people like us living in China were affected by it.
他是非常有吸引力，以至于我们住在中国的人也受到影响。
And I became a total committed follower of Adolf Hitler.
那我就成为希特勒的一个跟随者，一个全然委身的跟随者。
I joined an organization called the Hitler Youth.
那我加入了一个团体叫做希特勒的年轻人。
And I had to make a commitment when I joined that.
当我加入的时候，我必须委身。
I had to swear an oath.
那我发一个宣誓。
And it was to Germany, to Hitler, and the German flag.
那就是对德国对对希特勒对德国的国旗。
And if I had been called upon to give my life, I would have gladly surrendered it.
那个时候，如果有人要我为牺牲我的性命，我会很愿意的。
That was my commitment.
那就是我的委身。
I became a disciple.
我成为一个门徒。
I became a follower.
我成为一个跟随者。
I became somebody that was so committed to that task that your life did not matter. It only mattered what Hitler said.
我是一个非常尽心的跟随者，我自己的性命没有关系，只有关系的只是希特勒说的话。
But all of that collapsed.
可是那一切都崩溃了。
And on April 30th, 1945, Hitler was dead.
那么在1945年4月30日，希特勒死了。
And with him, something died inside here.
可是呢，他的死使我里面有些东西也死了。
The one whom I had followed, he was gone.
那我所跟随的那个人不在了。
And I had no more purpose to life.
我的生命里不再有目的。
And the next 6 months were the toughest months in my life.
那么以下的六个月是我这一生当中最困难的时光。
Because I didn't have a purpose.
因为我没有一个目的。
Life had no more meaning for me.
生命对我完全没有意义。
Until I met Christ.
一直等到我遇见了基督。
That changed my life.
这就翻转了我的生命。
And when I invited Christ to come into my life.
当我邀请耶稣基督来到我生命当中。
I said I want to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ far more than I've been of any man before.
我说我要成为耶稣基督的跟随者，比我以前跟随的任何一个人更。
I want to become a disciple.
我要成为一个门徒。
I don't want to be just that calls himself a Christian.
我不要只是一个成为基督徒的。
You know, when Jesus was on earth, he had thousands of people that followed him.
你知道，当耶稣在世的时候，有成千的人跟随他。
I wanted to be one who was his disciple.
但是我要成为他的一个门徒。
Today in our churches today, we have thousands of followers.
今天在我们教会里有成千的跟随者。
But very few disciples.
但是很少门徒。
And that is why when we say we want to be disciples of Christ and we want to help others to become disciples, that strikes at the heart of this whole issue.
所以呢，当我们说我们要成为基督徒，我们也要使别人成为基督徒，这就是这个问题的中心。
In fact, just before Jesus ascended back into heaven,
那么在耶稣升天以前。
He calls his disciples together.
他把他的门徒召聚在一起。
And he says, "Go into the whole world."
他说你们要到普天下去。
And I want you to make people your disciples, people from every nation.
我要使你是全各地的人做我的门徒，万民做我的门徒。
So our responsibility is not only to be disciples, but to bring others to that same discipleship.
所以我们的责任不只是我们自己要做门徒，而是也要让别人也来做门徒。
I want to leave you three marks of true discipleship.
我要给你们三个门徒的标志。
There are many more.
可能还有别的。
But I want to focus on three.
但是呢，我要集中在这三个上面。
Because in these three, they all come from the Gospel of John.
这三点呢，都是从约翰福音出来的。
And they all come from the lips of our Savior.
也都是耶稣基督口里所说的。
And he says, if you incorporate these marks in your own life, then you are really a follower, a disciple of Christ.
他说，如果你把这三点放在你的生命当中，你就真是我的门徒了。
Here's the first one.
这是第一点。
In John chapter 8, verse 31.
约翰福音八章三十一节。
It says, to the Jews who believed in him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples.
耶稣对信他的犹太人说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。
A disciple is one who follows somebody.
门徒是一个跟随别人的。
Confucius had many followers.
那么孔子也有很多的门徒。
What do they remember about him?
他们记得关于孔子的
什么事。They remember the words that he spoke.
他们记得他所说的话。
And even today, for people who never met him before, they still reverently hold to these words that he spoke.
今天呢的人从来没有见过孔子，可是他们对他的话语仍然非常的尊敬。
And the first mark of discipleship is a person that is paying attention to the word of God.
所以门徒的第一个标志就说这一个人呢，他是重视神的话。
If you hold to my teaching,
如果你常常遵守我的道。
Then you are really my disciples.
你们就真是我的门徒。
Does that characterize your life?
这是不是形容你的生命？
Are you really committed to the scriptures and give it the highest priority?
你们是不是真正的委身在这个圣经里，把它作为你们至上的优先次序？
Here's a measuring stick for us.
这里呢是一个量尺。
Well, you say, well, yeah, I do read the Bible.
你们说是啊，我的确是有读圣经。
How often?
那么多长？
On Sundays?
只有在主日吗？
Friday nights?
还有星期五晚上。
Do I do it daily?
或者我是不是每天都读圣经？
You know, there's a verse in the book of Job.
在那个约伯书里有一句话。
In Job 23, it says, where Job says, I have desired your words more than my necessary food.
在约伯书第二十三章，约伯说，我渴望你的话胜过我一切所需要的。
We never forget our three meals, do we?
我们不会忘记我们的三餐，是不是？
Do we pay the same attention to the word of God?
我们对神的话是不是也这样子的重视？
What can I do to get the word of God into my life?
那么我要怎么做才能够使神的话进入我的生命？
You know, we are a blessed nation.
你知道我们是一个很有福的。
Because God has given us so many opportunities to get a hold of the scriptures.
因为神给我很多的机会能够来读圣经。
I don't know how many translations in English do we have.
我不知道圣经有多少的英文版本。
We have several Chinese translations even today.
今天我们也有好几种中文的版本。
And we can get the word of God, whether it's through the ear, or whether it's through our eyes.
我们可以得到圣经的话语，不管是耳听或者自己目睹。
There are CDs.
那么还有这个 CD.
When you travel in the car, you can listen to the word of God.
当你在开车的时候，你也可以听神的话。
When you walk, you can listen to it.
当你走路的时候，你也可以听。
The other day, I was going on my 3 or 4 mile walk every morning.
前一些时候，当我每天走我每天早上的三到四里路的时候
，And I was able to go through about 10-12 chapters in the book of Matthew.
那么我可以听了马太福音大概有十章到十二章。
Amazing how you can get the word of God through your ears.
这是很奇妙，你可以从你的耳朵里听到神的话。
And that's how most of us get an input from the word of God in our lives.
这就是我们多半人就是从这里啊。
But there's a problem.
但是这有一个问题。
We forget most of what we hear.
我们听到的，我们大部分都忘掉。
In fact, they tell us 95% of what you hear, you forget.
他们说我们听到的有95%我们都忘掉了。
And that's a wonderful thing.
这是一件好事。
Because if you'd remember all the things that you've heard, this brain would be a scramble of unimportant things.
如果你们所有听的东西都记得的话，你们脑子里呢就是一团乱糟糟的。
But if I'd ask you today, what sermon did you hear last Sunday?
但是如果我问你们，你们上周听到什么信息？
Probably some of you'd start scratching your head.
你们有人可能在抓头皮。
Isn't that true?
是不是？
We forget.
我们忘掉了。
Now, if you add to hearing the word of God, reading the word of God.
所以呢，如果你们把听跟读放在一起。
Now you use your eye gate and you begin to see what you actually have here written in the word.
所以呢，你们现在就目读，然后你们就看到神的话。
You retain a little bit more.
这样子呢，你们能够保留的多一
点。And then if you're involved in studying the word of God.
那么你们也给。加上这个研读神的话。
In other words, if you have a piece of paper and a pencil and you write some things down,
如果你有纸有笔，你就把一些东西记下来。
You discover some things on your own.
你就自己会发现一些事情。
You will remember even more.
那么你就可以记得更多一些。
But one of the things that has been such a huge help to me in my Christian growth has been memorizing the Word of God.
但是对我生命的成长一个很大的帮助就是记得神的话，就是背诵神的话。
And after I became a Christian,
我成为基督徒以后
，I'm so thankful that I had some mentors that told me about the importance of memorizing Scripture.
我有一些导师，他们告诉我，背诵圣经的重要性。
We used to do that at CCIC here too.
我们以前在这个南谷会堂也有这么做。
You remember that? How we had a verse of scripture that we would all say together?
你们记不记得我们有一些经句我们大家一起朗读？
But I found it such a blessing to memorize scripture.
我发现呢，能够背诵圣经是一个很大的祝福。
And I still do that.
我还是继续这么做。
I carry a little packet with me.
我有一个小小的。
And on it, there are some verses that I write out.
这里面呢，我写下一些经文。
And every week, I memorize some new verses.
所以每一周我都背诵一些新的经文。
And what a blessing it is to have these words then in your mind.
这有这些经文在你的脑里是多么蒙福的事。
And I review the old verses regularly.
那么我也经常复习我以前背诵的经文。
That helps me then to meditate on the word of God.
这就帮助我能够默想神的话。
Because God's word says that if we take this word and meditate on it day and night, we will be successful in whatever we do.
因为圣经说，我们若将神的话昼夜思想，凡我们所做的就都顺利。
That's what Jesus was talking about of.Keeping to his word.
这就是耶稣所说的遵守他的道。
And so let me ask that question.
所以呢，让我问这个问题。
Does the word of God have priority in your life?
那么神的话在你的生命当中是不是有优先次序？
Or is it only something that you do just before you go to sleep at night, you open the Bible for a couple of verses and then you fall asleep?
而不是当你们睡觉以前打开圣经来看了两节就去睡觉。
If we want to be disciples of Christ,
如果我们要做耶稣基督的门徒，
you'll never become one unless this book plays a huge part of your life.
除非这本书在你们生命当中占了一个很重要的角色，你们就不可能成为门徒。
It takes discipline.
需要有纪律。
But it takes commitment more than anything else.
但是呢，更需要有委身。
If you want to follow a master,
如果你们要跟随一个师父。
If you say I'm committed to you,
如果你说我向你委身。
It starts with being committed to the Word of God.
这就是起步呢，就是委身在神的话语里。
There is no other way.
没有别的道路。
That's the first mark.
这是第一个标志。
The second mark.
第二个标志。
Is fruitfulness.
是结果子。
Look at John chapter 15.
让我们看约翰福音。
John 15 verse 8.
约翰福音十五章第八节。
And here Jesus talks about Himself as being the vine, and we are the branches.
在这里，耶稣说他是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
And he says, apart from me, there's nothing you can do.
他说，如果离了我，你们什么都不能做。
But if you stay committed to me,
但是呢，如果你委身给我。
And if you allow me to live in your life and to work my will through you,
如果你们让我住在你们的生命里面，让我在你们的生命里面做
成我的功。Then you will bear much fruit.
然后你们就会多结果子。
And then you are my disciples.
你们呢，就都是我的门徒了。
You show disciples by seeing that there is a change, there is fruit in your life.
门徒怎么的是会生命有改变，他们会结果子。
See, there are too many of us that.Follow the status quo.
我们有很多人呢，就是说，就是日常就这么过日子。
I don't fall back. I don't grow. I just stay right in the middle.
我也不退后，我也不向前，我就是这样子。
Discipleship has no room for that.
那么这里啊，就没有做门徒的。
You might be one of those thousands of followers of Christ.
你可能是这个成千的耶稣基督的跟随者当中的一个。
But you're not a disciple.
但是你不是他的门徒。
A disciple is one where there is growth in his life and there's fruit in his life.
门徒呢是一个有成长、有生命、结果子。
What kind of fruit?
什么样的果子？
The first fruit that the scriptures talk about very clearly, and you all know that, is Galatians 5, the fruit of the Holy Spirit in your life.
那么第一个果子你们都知道，就是加拉太书第五章说的圣灵的果子。
The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance.
那么圣灵的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、温柔、信实、节制等等。
I like the ding ding. is there a change in our lives?
我们的生命有没有改变？
Are we becoming more like Jesus?
我们是不是越来越像耶稣？
He sets the very highest standard, doesn't he?
他有很高的标准，是不是？
We compare ourselves to, I'm better than so-and-so, I'm better than so-and-so.
但是呢，我们跟人比啊，我比他好一点，我比他好一点。
But Jesus sets the standard.
但是耶稣呢，是定下了这个
标准。And he talks about the Holy Spirit, when he has control of your life, he will bring about that change if we let him.
他是说，当圣灵啊，在我们心中掌权的时候，如果我们允许，他就会把带进改变，把我们改变。
The other day I read a letter.
我过去读到也读了一封信。
I hadn't planned on saying this, but my wife is here.
我并没有计划要讲啊，不过我的妻子在这里。
It was a letter that she wrote to me after we had been married for a number of years.
这是我们结婚有一些年以后，他写给我的一封信。
It was a very, very revealing letter.
这一封信里呢，带出了很多的东西。
It revealed some problems in my life.
这个啊，带出了我生命当中的一些问题。
And she could not tell me face to face, so she wrote them down in a letter to me.
她不能面对面告诉我，所以她就写了一封信。
It was a very loving letter.
是一个充满爱心的信。
But a letter that really marked some weaknesses in my life, especially when it came to fulfilling duties in my home.
那么这封信里呢，就指出一些我的弱点，特别是呢，在家庭里做家事方面的责任，我的忽略。
And when I read that letter, I asked myself a question.
当我读到这封信的时候，我就问我自己
，Have I really changed?
我是不是真的改变了
？Am I still making the same mistakes I made 20, 30 years ago?
我是不是还在重复二三十年前以前的错误
？In a few weeks, Alice and I will celebrate our 60th anniversary.
再过几个礼拜，我的妻子和我要庆祝我们结婚六十周年。
And after 60 years of married life, I still have to learn things.
那结婚了六十年，我还有要学习的地方。
You know, the Bible says that people are fearfully and wonderfully made.
因为圣经说人的，神造我们是何等的奇妙可畏。
And I think when it comes to a wife, they are more fearfully and wonderfully made.
但是神造妻子这样子更是奇妙可畏。
But what I want to point out is fruit in our lives, growth in our lives.
但是我要指出来的就是，我们生命当中的果子，我们的成长。
God wants us to change.
神要我们有改变。
And it's a tremendous thing when you see a person who becomes a disciple of Christ and you see the change in him taking place from year to year.
所以呢，当我们看见一个人成为门徒，年复一年他都有改变的话，是一个何等宝贵的事。
And what a wonderful thing for us to be if we could look back over 2016 at the end of the year and say, this has been a year of growth in my life.
所以如果在2016年的年中的时候，我们可以回顾，然后说这一年是一个改变的一年，是何等奇妙的。
There's been fruit in my life.
在我生命当中有果子。
That fruit not only blessed me, but it has started to bless others as well.
这个果子不单是使我蒙福，也把祝福带给别人。
And then there is the fruit that Paul talks about, the fruit of others coming to know Christ.
那么另外的果子呢，就是保罗所说的，把别人带到主耶稣这里来。
In Proverbs 11, verse 30, it says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise.
箴言十一章三十节说，这个公义的果子。
The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life.
那个义人的果子是那个。
Is a fruit of life, and he who wins souls is wise.
是那个生命的果子，然后他可以带很多的人。
And the wonderful thing is, when we lead somebody to know Jesus Christ, that is fruit.
当我们把一个人带来认识耶稣基督，这就是一个果子。
I remember the first time I had the joy of leading somebody to Christ.
我记得我第一次引人归主的时候的喜乐。
It filled my heart with tremendous joy.
我心中是充满了喜乐。
A few days ago, I received a phone call from Sacramento.
那么几天以前，我接到一个从 Sacramento 来的电话。
It was a person who was celebrating his 54th spiritual birthday.
这个人呢，在庆祝他的第五十四周年信主的周年。
He is a professor up in Sacramento.
他是在 Sacramento 的一位教授。
I first met him when he was a teenager, about 15 years old in Taiwan.
我第一次认识他，他那时候是在台湾十五岁。
And after I had spoken at a meeting, he came to me and he said, "I want to become a Christian."
当我在一个聚会里讲完道以后，他就到我这里来说，我要成为一个基督徒。
And I did something that I've never done after that.
我那时候做了一件事以后，从来没有重复过。
I tried to talk him out of becoming a Christian.
我要叫他不要成为基督徒。
I said, why do you want to become a Christian?
我说你为什么要成为基督徒？
He says, I just want to be a Christian.
他说我就是要成为基督徒。
I said, you don't need to be a Christian.
我说你不需要做基督徒。
He was in the Boy Scouts and had just become an Eagle Scout.
那么他是在一个童子军，而且到了最高的一层。
I said, you don't need that.
我说你不需要。
But he says, I wanted.
他说我就是要。
And for half an hour, I tried to go with him like that.
那么半小时我们就是这样子的。
He says, no, I really want to be a Christian. Can you tell me?
他说我就是要成为一个基督徒，你能不能告诉我？
And of course, I told him.
我当然告诉他了。
And he accepted Christ.
那他就接受了基督。
And he called me the other day.
那么前些日子他打电话给我。
He said, I want to thank you for leading me to Christ.
他说我要谢谢你带我信主。
He said, I would not be here today if it hadn't been for that day.
他说我今天不会是今天这样的情况如果我没信主。
Have you ever had the privilege of bringing somebody from darkness to light?
你们有没有这样经历把一个人从黑暗里带到光明？
Have you ever led somebody to accept Jesus Christ?
你们有没有带领一个人信主？
I hope that in 2016, God will give to you that opportunity and that great joy of seeing the fruit of a new life finding Christ.
我希望你们神在2016年给你们这样的机会，带领人归主，也能够看到在他们生命当中的果子。Keeping
to the word of God is a proof of discipleship.
那么遵守神的道就是做门徒的一个标志。Jesus
said, if there's fruit in your life, then that will show others that you're my disciple.
耶稣说，如果你们生命当中有果子，别人就可以看出你们是我的门徒。But
then there's one more mark I want to share this morning.
那么我还有一个要跟你们分享的标志。John
chapter 13.
约翰福音第十三章。Look
at verse 35.
我们看第35节。All
men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。The
greatest hindrance to the gospel
那么福音的最大的阻碍
is the lack of love of those who call themselves Christians.
就是说这些所谓的基督徒他们之间缺乏爱。
You say, I don't understand.
说我不了解。
How can that be a hindrance?
这怎么会成为一个阻碍呢？
When we are in a world that is filled with sin and unrest and strife and war,
当我们在这个世界里充满了罪恶，充满了竞争，充满了不平。
God has sent us there to be a light.
那么神把我们差遣出去成为光。
So that we can carry the message of the gospel.
使我们能够把这个福音的信息传出去。
But if in our own relationships with others,
可是呢，如果在我们和人的关系里面，
there is no love,
没有爱，
then we defeat that very purpose for which God created us.
所以呢，神在我们身上的目的呢，就不能够成就。
Love starts at home.
所以呢，爱是从家里开始的。
It starts in the family.
是从家庭里面的。
It starts in our marriage relationship.
是从我们婚姻的关系里开始。
We have as many divorces in the church as there are those who are outside the church.
在我们教会的离婚率和教会外面是一样的。
But why is that the case?
为什么会有这样的情况？
Because the human heart is basically evil and selfish.
因为人的心呢，基本上是自私的，是邪恶的。
And if our love and our commitment to Jesus Christ is weak, then we will never be able to love.
如果我们对耶稣基督的爱和 为神是弱的话，我们就不能够爱。
Our love among ourselves depends on our love of Jesus Christ.
我们当中彼此的爱是基于我们对耶稣基督的爱。
And that's why Jesus says, I've given you a new commandment.
所以耶稣说，我给你们一个新的命令。
That you demonstrate that love that you have for me by loving one another.
叫你们能够显示你们对我的爱是从你们彼此相爱开始。
A number of years ago, Billy Graham came to Japan.
那么一些年以前，戈培里到日本去。
And he was going to hold a big crusade.
他要在那里开一个很大的聚会。
And as he often does before the crusade starts, he meets with pastors and missionaries.
那么通常在他的福音聚会开始以前，他就会跟一些的牧师他们聚在一起。
Now Japan has always been a very difficult mission field.
那么日本呢，一向是一个很困难的福音的工厂。
And less than half of 1%, are Christians in Japan.
只有0.5%的人口是基督徒。
Very difficult.
是个非常困难的。
And to add to that is often there has been great tension between missionaries among themselves and also among church leaders.
那么除此以外呢，那些宣教士还有教会的领导们，他们之间也有冲突。
So when Billy Graham came to that big, for that big meeting, somebody asked him,What are you going to be preaching about?
所以当戈培里去那里开一个很大的福音聚会的时候，有人就问他说，你要传什么信息？
He says, I'm going to be talking about love.
他说，我要讲爱。
They were shocked.
他们就非常的震惊。
Somebody said, why do you want to talk to us missionaries and pastors about love?
他说，你为什么对我们这些宣教士牧师要讲爱？
And Billy's answer was very clear.
那么戈培里的答复是非常清楚的。
Because you need it.
因为你们需要。
And Jesus says, if you love one another, that becomes the emblem that you wear. When people can see that love, they will be able to be attracted to me.
耶稣说，你叫你们彼此相爱，因为这就成为你们的一个标志，别人就会被吸引。
Do we love one another?
我们是不是彼此相爱？
I'm sure that in a congregation this size, there are some people that can't stand somebody else who's in the same room today.
相信在我们这样多人的聚会里面，一定有些人是不能够忍受另外一些人。
Jesus said, if you tolerate that kind of thing in your own life,You're not really my disciple.
耶稣说，如果你们让这些事情存留在你们生命当中，你们就不是我的门徒。
You might just be a follower.
你只是一个跟随者而已。
Like those 5,000 that followed Jesus, they wanted bread.
就像那些5,000跟随耶稣的人，他们要的只是吃饼。
Like all those people who were sick who wanted to be healed.
就像那些有疾病想要得医治的人。
If Jesus can offer us something, we'll take it.
如果耶稣能够给我们一些什么，我们就领受。
But a disciple is a committed follower of Christ.
但是门徒呢，是一个向耶稣基督委身的跟随者。
We are reaching a time.
我们现在这个时代。
When there will be, it would be very difficult for people to remain Christians.
是，如果我们要一直做基督徒，是有非常困难的。
People will persecute us.
人民会来逼迫我们。
In fact, Jesus says, people who will try and kill you will think they're doing a service for God.
耶稣说，有人来杀害你们，他们会以为。
You're a disciple.
你们是不是一个门徒？
Do you know what he looks like?
你们知道他是个什么样子？
Let's ask God to make us, continue to make us true disciples.
我们求神使我们成为一个真正的门徒。
Father, we pray that your word might take root in our hearts.
我们的天父，我们求你使你的话语在我们心中生根。
And we pray, Lord, that you will allow growth to come into our lives.
我们也求你使我们的生命能够成长。
Give us the joy of leading men and women to Christ.
赐给我们这样子的带领人归主的喜乐。
Help us to love one another.
帮助我们彼此相爱。
But most of all, give us a love for your holy word.
但是呢，更最重要的是，我们向你求一个爱你话语的心。
Make us hungry and thirsty for it.
使我们能够饥渴为你的话语饥渴。
In Jesus' name.
奉靠耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.